sidewalk across the street from the ICE building was packed with protesters, many of them masked and wearing sunglasses, and afraid of the political repercussions of stating their name or showing their faces, but unwilling to stay at home or stay silent. Protesters who declined to share their names said showing up was the least they could do.
We are witnessing a live stream genocide, and we are seeing folks from around the world risking their lives on the flotillas trying to break the siege. You know, as Americans, as residents here who are paying taxes, our tax money is going to fund the ongoing U.S.-Israeli genocide in Gaza, and I think that we have the responsibility to do absolutely anything that we can and are willing to do, and I really think that coming out here today feels like the bare minimum.
My first name is John. Together, these signs read, "Stop Arming Israel," which I think is very necessary to do in this country. Like, all of our tax dollars are going to support sending these weapons to Israel, and clearly what they're doing in Palestine is illegal. The UN just declared it a genocide, and we should all be rising up against this. This is a linchpin issue for both U.S. law and international law. This is an issue of collective liberation. If we stand with the people of Palestine right now, we also free ourselves.
Lynn from San Diego said she felt morally obligated to be there.
Lynn, you happen to be standing next to a sign that says 60% of buildings in the Gaza Strip are damaged or destroyed.
Yeah, it's very dreadful, and it makes you feel sad to the point of being depressed and like, what can we do? So we're finding different ways to get creative about how we can activate ourselves and our families and friends. We're having conversations little by little. I'm doing a lot of posting on social media, and I'm finding that some of my friends who were very quiet before, now that there's a famine on top of the genocide and apartheid, people are starting to wake up.
Kaveh said he came to the protest to add one more voice to the cause of ending the genocide.
I come here to be another drop in the bucket to try to stop this genocide in Gaza.
And how hopeful are you that your voice will make a difference?
That's a good question. Depends on the time of the day.
How about today?
Today, seeing some people out here makes me a bit more hopeful.
Alex Yu-En, the co-founder of the Speakers March in San Francisco, showed up unmasked and unafraid.
But I really feel if we want to stay in our power and we want to be really whole and we want to show up for these kind of activities and or protests, then we need to come strong. And all of us need to see who the makeup and the diversity is that is protesting. Because I think it's really important for someone who's out there who may not be able to do it, or some young child that sees us, to say, they look like me and I know I can do that.
Munther Abu Rabia is in South Gaza.
I am still alive, but there is no guarantee to be alive tomorrow or even tonight. I'm trying my best to keep me and my family safe, but there is no safe place in Gaza. The IDF is still destroying Gaza City and north of Gaza, nothing left there. And they also bomb south of Gaza, that where are it become extremely crowded, almost 1,600,000 people living in a very small area.
Abu Rabia says he's grateful for the American support, but pleads with Americans to do anything they can to directly help those they know in Gaza obtain food.
We have to buy the food from the market. So there is a lot of food, but there is no money to buy the food. So this is an appeal to everyone in this planet to help the Palestinian families who is living in Gaza to buy for them a food. So send them money through the ways that is available to purchase food to feed their children.
Reporting from San Francisco for KPFA, I'm Sharon Sabota.